AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The fall of Roe versus Wade has set off new battles in state courts around the country. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
In anticipation of the Supreme Court ruling that there is no constitutional protection for abortion, 13 states enacted trigger laws, including Louisiana, where a statewide abortion ban was designed to automatically take effect. A judge in New Orleans has now temporarily blocked enforcement of the ban pending a hearing next month. The fight in conservative Louisiana is playing out elsewhere as one side tries to quickly enact statewide abortion bans and the other moves to block or at least delay them. Lawsuits could also target old anti-abortion laws that went unenforced for nearly 50 years. Newer abortion restrictions that were on hold pending the high court ruling are also now in play. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The House committee investigating the Capitol riot made a surprise announcement. There will be a hearing tomorrow. Officials in Ukraine say at least 11 people were killed in a Russian attack on a shopping mall in central Ukraine. The trial for WNBA star Brittany Griner is scheduled to start Friday in Russia. She's been held for 4 months, accused of cannabis possession. The AP's Jim Heintz is in Moscow.
Griner was arrested in February at a Moscow airport when inspectors found vape canisters containing cannabis oil. She has since been held in detention, and she faces up to 10 years in prison.
Griner's supporters encouraged a prisoner swap, like the one in April that brought home Marine veteran Trevor Reed, in exchange for a Russian pilot convicted of drug trafficking conspiracy. The Supreme Court decided a high school football coach who wanted to kneel and pray on the field after games was protected by his First Amendment rights. Joe Kennedy's contract was not renewed by the school in Washington State. This is AP News. A judge blocked New York City from letting non-citizens vote for mayor and other offices.
In January, New York became the first major U.S. city to grant widespread municipal voting rights to non-citizens, which would have allowed more than 800,000 to cast ballots in local elections, but not presidential, congressional, or state. Republicans challenged the measure as unconstitutional. A Staten Island judge agreed with the GOP, saying there is no statutory ability for the city to issue inconsistent laws permitting non-citizens to vote and exceed the authority granted to it by the state constitution. Julie Walker, New York.
Jody Burridge showed the Wimbledon crowd she could respond to adversity quickly and not just by hitting a tennis ball. She noticed a ball boy who was feeling faint on the sidelines during her match. She rushed over and made sure he was okay, feeding him candy. The ball boy is feeling better, but Burridge lost the match. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.